slip into silent slumber, sail on a silver mist. Slowly and surely your senses will cease to resist. Trust in me and just in me.
Pronouns are hypnosis. I looked up the definition of hypnosis in my tatty, well-thumbed and yellowing Oxford English Dictionary. Luckily, cockwombles can't hack paper books like a wiki page or a piss-poor online dictionary. It says, the practice of causing a person to enter a state of consciousness in which they respond very readily to suggestions or commands. Origin, Greek, hypnos, sleep. You are being hypnotised every day. Well, you definitely are if you doom scroll through X quite as much as I do. Pretty much every news outlet does it. Certainly the gender ideologues do it. And we're very lucky. We're no longer sent to Coventry by X for misgendering, since Elon let that sink in. You know what I mean. Her penis. She groped the prison guard. The woman, that is bloke, was sentenced to doing a bit of washing up every other Sunday following the guilty verdict, a shock in and of itself, for incitement to violence and sexual assault, and she regarded herself as unlucky to have such a harsh sentence, that sort of thing. I've never boiled piss, but I imagine it smells like this. If a man calls himself a woman, or trans woman, or trans space woman, or female, or goddess forbid, a girl, then this is reinforced in your brain by the use of she. If a man takes on a recognisably female name like Katie or Sarah Jane or Stephanie, then this is reinforced in your brain by the use of she. You've been using the words she and he and your, singular and plural, and we, since you were about 31 months old. That means I developed saying he and she in the same year as the Sex Discrimination Act became law. Cool beans. By 47 months old, okay, 3.916 years, is that any clearer? You've probably got all the pronouns down, even the weird ones like ourselves, which sounds a bit like arse elves. You understood these words before you could use them correctly. You even knew that ourselves probably had a referent that was your family or friends or neighbours or church congregation or you and all your freaky little Mattel dolls. You'd worked out it didn't actually mean arse elves. You got the sounds made up a word, the word had a meaning, and you understood that meaning, which meant you could match it to its referent, and then you made up a perfectly good grammatical sentence all by yourself. Probably after the odd error, but you got there in the end. Mummy won't make us a banana sandwich with sugar, so we'll do it ourselves. The dolls were subtle help. Maybe the ourselves would have done it better. It's so incredibly galling that the use of the wrong sex pronoun isn't just a troll or edgelord pastime in parts of the internet, that if it was real life, you'd never enter that part of town. No, it's that Ipsos still thinks it's absolutely fine. And the Metro. And of course the Guardian. And maddeningly the Daily Mail. Do I need to mention the BBC? You see, when it's all around you and you hear it all the time, it affects your brain. It makes you suggestible. No, it really does. You're being rewired. MK Ultra was never needed. Just have shit repeated at you ad nauseam. That works. And you'll find you eventually say it too. That's actually scary as hell. It doesn't take much. It's one of the reasons why they start this stuff in schools. Remember how you'd matched the sexes with the right pronouns by 31 months? Get in there early enough and that could be disrupted. Because it even works on the grown-ups, including the ones who are steeped in fighting gender bollocks. Here's a good example. This is Heather Binning talking to Graham Linehan about Baker's not guilty verdict.
And the case was about, really, it hinged on the intent of Sarah Jane Baker when she uttered the words. Listen, this is what they used the pronouns in court.
It was quite of course, Sarah Jane Baker is a man. Yes. Let's make that clear.
So when he said those words, what was his intent?
Now, Heather accidentally calls Baker she. Yet Heather's been at this stuff for some time. I mean, she founded the Women's Rights Network, for goddess's sake. And then she goes and uses she for a bloke. A bloke who's an attempted murderer and kidnapper, no less. A set of behaviours more commonly found within the male of the species. How could that happen? Because Heather had sat all day in stuffy courtrooms, listening to everyone, including the judge, call Baker she, over and over and over again, and saying his name. One, he stole from women. Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, she. Sarah Jane, she. Sarah Jane, she. And that's how it's done. That's how it happens. And you go home, you open up the online media press and are told, she was cleared of encouraging attacks on TERFs. Had Heather heard he and Alan all day, then she wouldn't have made a misspeak. And this is why wrong sex pronouns are hypnosis. On a massive scale. And when a lie is repeated over and over again on a massive scale, when you are bombarded with this kind of persuasion tactic, it has another name. It's propaganda. But there is a way to counter it, because it's your brain, and that means the words you say are your words, not theirs. Imagine you're in Hogwarts with your wand. Mine's a Firwood, look it up. And you cast the spell, Mutatio Pronomen Tergum. Don't tell my old Latin teacher I mangled that. And as soon as someone expresses the wrong sex pronoun, yours and everyone else's brain hears or reads it as the correct sex pronoun. Who knows? Had the words he and Alan and women for TERFs been used in court, then it would have sounded very different and real. Alan Baker, he was found guilty, if only, of encouraging attacks on women by exclaiming to a crowd of thousands that they should punch women in the face, and they all cheered heartily. See, quite different now, isn't it? Fight back against the hypnotising effect with every cell and sinew of your body. And annoy the fuck out of the media until they put it right. Because right now, the media inheritors of Fleet Street strongly resemble the actual River Fleet. It's full of foul water. It's literally a sewer. And it's rank. Mutatio pronomen tergum.
Trust in me. Just in me. Shut your eyes and trust in me. Hold still, please. You can sleep safe and sound, knowing I am around. Slip into silent slumber, sail on a silver mist. Slowly and surely your senses will cease to resist. Trust in me, just in me. Shut your eyes and trust.